The All-American Half Pounder. Two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
And of course, ancient Greece was called a democracy, but 80% of the people were slaves.
And I hate to sound like a jerk, but hey, whatever, you know. Get your own show. Play your own music. Anyway.
I
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry. People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm sure.
We both wanted to try it, but we were
too afraid for now.
I said let's go for it.
I know, but I'm kind of silly.
I'm playing for the minor beach B-O-S-C. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way the pillback was almighty. Man, I had a daddy food fried. Yeah, I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are. So long I had read knows a praise. Just good to back home. If it did it's matter to up on my case. Honey, disconnect to the phone. Oh yeah, I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts' freeform community and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is called Cool Covers. We're going to be playing really cool versions of songs as performed by other than the original musicians that either composed them or made them initially famous. And, you know, more broadly to me, what makes a song be a really cool cover version is where the covering musicians take the song apart and they get it down to its kind of constituent thematic elements, and then they mash it back together in their own, the covering band's particular idiosyncratic style. And we've got a bunch of those kind of songs coming up for you this evening. The kind of cover versions of songs that I really don't like are when they try to perform it like the original artists did as much as possible. You know, like when you go out and there's a house band playing the cover versions. And, well, certainly many house bands do take their own particular takes, but I really like it when they're ripped apart and put back together again in a very different manner. So, first off, thanks to Joanne for another wonderful edition of Celtic Dusk. And it certainly has become dusk now. It's dark outside, yeah. And school is starting up, and I'm pretty excited about that. A lot of things are going to be changing around here at Tufts and around my neighborhood, exactly, right near Tufts. So we started off the show with a Japanese band called Powerhouse and their version of the Beatles Back in the USSR. A pretty slow version of that. And actually in the next set, we're going to be cranking up the tempo a bit. And going for, well, not extremely fast, but definitely I think a bit more rockin' versions of songs as opposed to the way they were in their original versions. And backing me up right now is the kind of classical, let's call them a musical organization, but Bang on a Can. And this is their string quartet. Well, no, not good. This is their very cool cover version. They produced a whole album covering Brian Eno's Ambient One, Music for Airports, which is, along with Wendy Carlos's epic 1972 Sonic Seasonings, are, I think, for me, definitive ambient music pieces. I don't want to quite say the beginning, because once you study that, you see it goes back way far. But for me, modern ambient music, Brian Eno and Wendy Carlos together with those. So, yes, this is Bang on a Can's version of 1/1. And I think for most of my ambiance this evening, I'm going to be playing different pieces of that. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with some very cool covers of songs by the Beatles and Judas Priest and The Clash an Esquivel. But first, let's start off this set with, you know, this is a plastic sushi sound collage, so we've always got some Japanese music for you. So let's start off with Denki Groove. And this is their version of a 1960s synthesizer song that that really got people moving. Popcorn. You're on WMFL.
For which we stand are the principles of fair play and a square deal for every man and every woman in the United States.
People. I love people. they had a jubilee. The Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't get to hear them play it.
Biscuit baking. take it easy driving. The life you might save might be mine.
Soul delight, my joy, my heaven on earth, my very paradise.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm sure. We both wanted to try it, but we're too afraid before now.
Little girl, are you? I saw him. a machine. I knew he must have been about 17. From playing my favorite song, and I could tell it would be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long. That he was with me. His name, that don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
John Whitehead.
For 14-year-old Rachel Baum, fact was definitely stranger than fiction. Rachel, a student at Roswell High School in Colorado, was suspended over a fictional story she had written in her private journal. School officials claim that Rachel's story about a girl who dreams of killing her math teacher violated the school's zero-tolerance policy for threats against teachers. But civil liberty advocates argue that there is a big difference between a factual threat and a fictional story. Now the courts must decide whether school officials need to show more common sense in the classroom. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to freely express yourself, whether through fact or fiction, is one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme this evening is cool covers, versions of songs as performed and generally becoming hits by other than their original artists. We started off with the Japanese band Denki Groove their very cool cover of Gershon Kingsley's Popcorn, which was a early synthesizer hit, actually in 1969. Gershon Kingsley made an album called Music to Moog By. And, well, the Moog synthesizer, Robert Moog had invented it, and actually it wasn't seeing a whole lot of use before Wendy Carlos worked also with Bob Moog together. And in 1968, she released an album of Bach pieces, Switched on Bach, and that was a very important album. And Gershon Kingsley was also had a songwriting partner, him and Jean-Jacques Perry, and they collaborated successfully together for a very long time, wrote lots of great music. Then we heard the Beatles with their cool cover version of Chuck Berry's Rock and Roll Music. In 1976, the Beatles put out this compilation album, Rock and Roll Music. It had this very silver metallic cover, and it was one of the first albums that I ever bought. I, with my money I saved from my paper route, I purchased an electrophonic stereo system. It had a FM receiver built in, a phonograph player where you could play both 45s and 35s, 33 RPM records, and then it had an 8-track player. It's sort of cassette, but these 8-track cartridges actually were problematic because, unlike cassettes, you could fast forward them, but you couldn't rewind them. But in any case, I bought that album and I loved it. But I remember listening to the lyrics of that song, and where they say, way down south, they gave a jubilee, and the jockey folks, they had a jamboree. Well, that made me wonder, because I knew the Beatles came from England, but it sounded like it was a reference more to the American South. And then I was examining the album a little more closely, I saw that all of these famous Beatles songs, hits, were actually written by this guy named Chuck Berry. And well, that was very early in my musical education. Yes, pretty much the first album I ever bought. It was actually one of three that I bought at the same time. And then we heard from Judas Priest, a real metal version of Peter Green's Green Manalishi with a two-pronged crown. And in case you didn't already know it, Peter Green was the founder of Fleetwood Mac and originally headed as kind of being a blues-based band. And Peter Green was very talented, but he also, as many people did, was a little mentally unstable and took psychedelic drugs, which made him even more mentally unstable. And this Green Manalishi was actually coming from a dream vision that he had of an evil creature. And, Peter Green had a real breakdown. This wonderful guitar that he had, he ended up practically giving it away to somebody while selling it for an incredibly small amount of money. The Peter Green guitar with a permanently wired out-of-phase pickups. A real kind of screechy, trebly tone, but yes, Judas Priest, their version of Green Manalishi with a two-pronged crown, live. And then The Ventures, the theme to Hawaii Five-O, The Clash, their version of Brand New Cadillac. And then that crazy Mexican composer, genius, arranger, yes, Esquivel, one of my big musical heroes, his version of Who's Sorry Now from Space Age Bachelor Pad Music. And then Joan Jett, her version of the Arrows' I Love Rock and Roll. And I think her version now is the definitive, well, the canonical version. Yes, it's the big hit version. And then we finish things up with a public service message from the Rutherford Institute. And right now, we are hearing another cool cover of a Brian Eno composed ambient piece from Music for Airports. This is Bang on a Can and their version of, well, let's call it 2/1. So, as you know, this is Tufts Freeform Radio, and there are several incredibly talented Tufts a cappella student groups, and one of them is the men's a cappella group, the Beelzebubs, and we're going to start off the next set with a very cool cover they do of a Beatles song. And then, we're going to bring you a whole bunch of other cool cover songs as performed by Queen and Little Richard and Billy May and the Presidents of the United States of America. And others. But yeah, let's start things off with the Tufts Beelzebubs.
Your face grow long. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Mr. City Policeman sitting pretty little policeman in a row. See how they fly like Lissy in the sky. See how they run. I'm Krishna.
They die, you know? I mean, we can't get away from being the Beatles.
Depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
Susan!
Thank you.
Can't penetrate the planet, I honestly. There's too much interference. Can you find a way to scan for life forms?
I would be happy to, sir. I just love scanning for life.
Ever now. You know what, you're right.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm sure. We both wanted to try it, but we were too afraid before now.
Real good.